Well, checking sports this morning, we'll start with high school golf. The Western Iowa Conference holding its Boys and Girls Conference Golf Championships at Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic yesterday. On the girls' side, Trainer wins the team title. 362 was their score. Tri-Center, the runner-up at 442. AHSTW shot 447. Griswold, 449. And Audubon, a 472. Those were the top five teams. Underwood, Logan Magnolia, IKM Manning, Riverside, and Missouri Valley round out the 10 teams in the tournament on the girls' side. Allie Anderson of Trainer was medalist as she shot the low round of 82 yesterday, easily outdistancing her teammate, Madeline Ditchler, who shot 92, 10 strokes back for second. Trainer had five of the top six place winners yesterday. In addition to Anderson and Ditchler, Kayla Chapman was third, shooting a 92. McKenna Waffle shot 96 for fourth for Trainer. London Faber of Tri-Center broke up the Trainer party. She shot 98 for fifth place. Then Randy Robinson of Trainer also had a 98. She was sixth overall yesterday in that tourney. On the boys' side, it was Griswold winning the team title as they outshot Trainer by 16 strokes. Griswold posting a 320 team total. Good enough for the title. Trainer shot 336 for second. Logan Magnolia, 349. They were third. AHSTW was fourth with a 352 total. Missouri Valley was fifth at 353. Following them, IKM Manning, Tri-Center, Riverside, Audubon, and Underwood, rounding out the second half of that top 10. The top six individuals on the boys' side, James Reynolds of Griswold and Jake Reynolds of Griswold, went 1-2 yesterday. James shooting a 72 and Jake shooting a 73 for first and second place. Nathan Hill of Trainer was third, shooting a 75. Taylor Nelson of Logan Magnolia cards an 80 yesterday, good for fourth place. Seth Seja of Missouri Valley shot 82 for fifth place. And Dustin Engel of AHSTW shot 82 yesterday. That's also good for sixth place overall individually in the Western Iowa Conference Golf Championships. Major League Baseball action last night, an exciting finish in the game you heard here on KJAN as Matt Holliday had an RBI single with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that gave the St. Louis Cardinals a 5-4 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies on Wednesday night. In fact, the Cardinals turned that game around in the ninth inning. The Cards had lost five of their last six games, while the Phillies had won 7 of 8 and 10 of their last 12. St. Louis loaded the bases with one out in the ninth inning against Phillies closer Jeanmar Gomez. They were down 4-3 coming into the ninth. Stephen Piscotty delivered an RBI infield single to tie the game, and then Holliday smacked a single through the left side of the infield to drive the winning run to the plate. Ryan Howard's seventh homer of the season, a three-run shot to center field in the fourth inning, gave the Phillies a 3-0 lead early. It was the St. Louis native's 23rd homer in 67 career games against the Cardinals. Odubel Herrera added a solo homer in the fifth, his third. That made it 4-0 before the Cards began their comeback. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Chicago Cubs finished off a three-game sweep of the Pirates in Pittsburgh with a 6-2 win over the Bucks. Cincinnati beat San Francisco 7-4. The Mets downing the Braves 8-0. Colorado got by San Diego 2-0. It was Miami edging Arizona by a 4-3 final in the National League. Daniel Murphy finished a triple shy of the cycle as slumping slugger Bryce Harper also went deep, and the Washington Nationals routed the floundering Kansas City Royals 13-2 yesterday. Murphy and Clint Robinson drove in three runs apiece, and just about everyone else in a gray jersey did something at the plate to help the Nationals post one of their best offensive performances in years. Steven Strasburg merely had to show up to push his career best start to 5-0. The big righty wound up allowing two runs on five hits and a walk while striking out seven in six tidy innings. Chris Medlin allowed nine runs, six of them earned, and six hits in two-plus innings for Kansas City. His home earned run average rose to 20.65 in his two starts at Kauffman Stadium this season. Elsewhere in the interleague action yesterday was the Angels over Milwaukee 7-3. Tampa Bay beat the L.A. Dodgers 8-5. In the American League yesterday, Seattle topping Oakland 9-8. It was Cleveland shutting down Detroit 4-0. The Yankees blanked Baltimore 7-0. Toronto beat Texas 4-3. Houston beat up on Minnesota 16-4. And it was Boston over Chicago. Red Sox beat the White Sox 5-2 yesterday. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers shattered a pair of NBA playoff records for three-pointers while taking a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Cavaliers set league marks with 18 threes in the first half, and they had 25 total as they crushed the Atlanta Hawks 123-98. J.R. Smith led the three-point barrage, hitting 7 out of his 13 attempts. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving each hit 4 threes for the Cavaliers as they shot 56% from outside the arc. Golden State set the league postseason mark with 12 first-half trays and 21 total in their rout of Houston just last week before it was broken last night. James finished with a game-high 27 points. Smith had 23. Irving added 19 in that laugher. Paul Millsap had a game-high 16 for the Hawks. They'll host Game 3 on Friday. The Miami Heat and center Chris Bosch have announced that he'll sit out the remainder of the playoffs, ending rampant speculation in recent days that Bosch would try to return to the court. Bosch hasn't played since the All-Star break after a blood clot was discovered in his left leg. It remains unknown if he's dealt with any other clots or if he remains on blood thinners. Well, the National Hockey League's regular season champions are now just one loss away from scheduling their tee times. The Washington Capitals are down 3-1 in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs after Patrick Hornquist scored off a bad clearing attempt at 2:34 of overtime to give the Penguins a 3-2 victory over the Caps in Pittsburgh. Washington defenseman Mike Weber accidentally flicked the puck over to Hornquist near the crease, allowing the Pens to grab their third straight win. Washington struck first on Jay Beagle's goal, 2:58 into the game, before Hornquist fed Trevor Daley for the equalizer later in the opening period. Matt Cullen and John Carlson traded second-period goals to make it a 2-2 game. Matt Murray stopped 34 shots for the Penguins, who can wrap up the series as early as Saturday in Washington. Nyquist has been made the early 3-1 favorite for the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, with Exaggerator the second choice in the full field of 20 horses. Nyquist drew the number 13 post as the colt tries to win the first jewel of the Triple Crown and improve to 8-0. Exaggerator drew the number 11 post and is 8-1 for the 1.25-mile race Saturday at Churchill Downs. Creator, Gun Runner, and Mohaman are the co-third choices. They're all 10-1. Creator will break from the number 3 post with Gunrunner in the number 5, and Mohaman drew the number 14 post. In college basketball news, forward Kennedy Meeks has informed North Carolina that he will withdraw from the NBA draft and he will return for his senior season. The 6'10" forward averaged over 9 points and nearly 6 rebounds with 28 starts, helping the Tar Heels win the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship before reaching the NCAA title game. And the NFL has warned its players that some meat produced in China and Mexico may be contaminated with clenbuterol. That's a banned steroid. In a memo sent out by the league office, the NFL warned players that consuming large quantities of meat while visiting those countries may result in a positive test for the substance. The league also reminded players that they are responsible for any substances found in their bodies. The Oakland Raiders are scheduled to face the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football on November 21st in Mexico City as part of the league's international series. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.